This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we're talking cinema etiquette because, guys, I went and saw the new Star Wars and somebody sat down next to me, just broke the rules.
Did they put their hand on their knee?
No, that'd be making the rules.
Depends who they are, let's be honest. Not that easy.
Well, you know, yeah. It was a dark cinema. This is a triple threat podcast.
You went to the cinema last week, Jess.
I did, guys.
Because he's not working.
I went and saw the new Star Wars, guys.
Oh, dear.
And everyone's excited for the... it's a big event. Yeah, Darth Vader music. Because people... All right, everyone's super silent with anticipation. And when the first credits roll up, everyone's excited.
Oh, did they... Right? When the credits rolled, were
nobody
they...
Nobody cheered. Nobody cheered. Okay. Everyone's just... You heard a gasp, a collective gasp.
Can I ask you a really quick question? So Han Solo's in it, Carrie Fisher's in it. Is Luke in it?
Well, you'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I don't want to...
No spoilers.
Oh, okay.
So spoiler-free, guys.
No, I didn't know if that was like an obvious thing, but okay, cool. No worries.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it.
You're spoiling the story.
I'm listening.
Anyway, so the credits have rolled up. The anticipation's already there. You're like, oh my God. I'm having so many flashbacks and memories. This is so good.
Okay.
Two people walk in late. I'm like, oh, God. Of course they're sitting next to me. All right. So it's a couple, guy and a girl. First problem, she's wearing a fedora inside.
Is a problem. I'll give you that. Inside is fine, but not in the movies.
You know, they've each got a glass of wine. I'm like, okay, I can give you... They might have been a little bit slow at the bar bringing it in. Anyway. Okay. Glass. So they're clinking, first of all. And I'm like...
They're
okay.
Clinking in the cinema.
The glasses are clinking, and I'm like, all right.
They cheers each other. That's fine.
They cheers each other. And then.
Not in the cinema. You don't cheers in the cinema.
Oh, no, but cheers everywhere.
I don't have a problem with one cheers, but when they're putting them down and they're knocking constantly, it's
just. What were they doing in their seats? No, tell the story. Just tell the story.
Anyway. So they start talking, and you can talk in a cinema about what's going on. But you whisper. You don't lean. Yeah. They were talking at normal level.
What?
All right? Just like I would be talking to you right now.
No.
I was like, this is not okay. All right? Just ignore
them.
Inside
voice.
Look straight ahead. They get up. And I'm like, oh, God. Keeps going. Comes back in. Two more glasses of wine. Which would have been fine if they hadn't left the other two glasses on the table. So they were about to fall over and clinking more and still talking.
Hang on, so this was still at the start?
This is about half an hour in.
Ah, okay.
So they've got up and down twice. It's already broken my line of sight. Clinking, talking. Then she starts going, during the story, no,
what?
Nah.
What?
Nah, that's not, no. What? Just like her individual commentary on what's fitting in with the Star Wars world. And I was like, first of all, no, your hat. Does not allow you to make comments on the Star Wars world, okay?
So she was a movie critic.
Yeah, she was a movie critic. And then so she kept on talking. I kept on putting the looks to my side for my friend. Just help me out here. And I was getting quite anxious, just trying to ignore her. So she wasn't far off getting a talking to when she redeemed herself.
Oh.
Really?
So there's a part in the movie where... no spoilers. Part in the movie where a female character does something special, like cool. Anyway, in the Star Wars world, using your powers is using the Force. Anyway, she just turns to me after this has happened, look me dead in the eye, and just goes, "The power of the vagina."
What?
I was just like, "What are you doing?"
What?
And I. I couldn't control myself. Here's a lady who has just been commenting throughout the whole movie, has been getting on my nerves, and then has the audacity to look me in the eyes and goes,
"The power of the vagina."
What?
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. And she had this big smirk on her face. I was like, are you sure there are only two glasses? glasses of wine there. And after that, I forgave her because I was like, look, that's made my night.
Hold on. Was she supposed to say it to the guy that she was with?
Oh, he'd gotten up and gone to the toilet. So, she turned to me.
She had to say it to someone.
She had to say it to someone. So she turns to me. And I think she could tell I was like looking her way, asking her to shut up, basically. But it was hilarious.
Well, I have so many questions.
Let's save them. Give her the triple threat on Joy. We were talking cinema etiquette after a woman was very loud in the cinema next to you.
Bordering on obnoxious.
And then said...
delivered one of the most unexpected lines I've ever heard.
Christina.
I'm just confused. Well, it's a very I don't doubt what she said because, frankly, I agree.
Wait, where did you see the film? Like, which suburb?
Hawthorne.
Oh, okay.
And relatively new cinema in Hawthorne.
Well, it doesn't sound very, weird.
No, it wasn't an obscure location.
Yeah, so if you set it somewhere maybe where you would find people who would say weird things in cinemas, then Hawthorne seems a bit normal.
Well, no, I've just got questions as to why, but I guess she just wanted to express herself.
Sure.
I just want to ask you guys a question, what you think about this, because I have constant arguments with my boyfriend about this.
Continue.
Two things. He's huge into the movies, like... big movie buff, really big. Number one, he doesn't like to eat at the movies because he wants to concentrate.
I get that.
No, I don't. Taking the popcorn.
Now, if you don't want to eat, mate, got it. I'm eating and you can't stop me. You can't bloody stop me.
So passionate.
That's how passionate I am. And and you can't look at me while I'm eating and give me bad looks.
No.
Are you a cruncher?
No, I'm not.
Wait, what are you eating in the cinema?
Just popcorn.
Just carving some turkey.
Can't stop me. Number two, he won't let me talk during the ads.
What?
The preview.
Wait,
yeah.
Oh, well, you can't talk during the previews.
But if there's an ad for the candy bar.
You can talk during the previews.
No, you can't. You can only say at the end of the preview, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah. That's all you're allowed.
That looks good.
No, it's like, oh my God.
I completely disagree with you.
What are you talking about during the preview?
The previews are the best bit of the movie.
Yes.
No, you're there for the movie. You're not there for the previews.
No, you're there for the preview.
They build excitement, Christina. Yeah. And we don't want that excitement ruined by your little chitter-chatting. Really? Carving turkey during previews, shut it down.
Okay, I see, to me, previews, that's totally fine. But he's got this thing where it's like, no, I've got to watch the previews in silent.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Yes.
No, you're there for the movie, not the previews.
You're there for the future movies.
Do you want to watch YouTube like trailers? Just look it up.
I reckon it's a thing. You need to do it.
All right, I'd really like to hear if I'm wrong.
You are. You're definitely wrong.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.